Today's Ask a Teacher is all about the word all, thanks to a question from our reader, Ibrahim O. He asks, what is the proper use of is and are? If I say, all is empty, or all are empty, which one is correct? Hello, Ibrahim. It sounds like you want to know whether all goes with the singular or plural form of the verb be. I can help. You are asking about the use of all as a pronoun, a word that replaces a noun. All is used in a few different ways. The Cambridge Dictionary says the pronoun all can mean every one of, or the complete amount or number of, or the whole of. It can also mean the only thing. Let's look at examples of each meaning. Let's say you're talking about a local football team.
Have you seen the Lions football players this season? All are in top form.
You're talking about every member of the team in this sentence. So you should use the plural form of be, are. Next, imagine your friend calls you and asks about your new job.
All is well at work these days.
This sentence means that everything at work is going well. You use the singular form of be, is. Finally, let's look at how all can mean the only thing, as in these examples.
All I know is that the train is late. I don't know why. All I want is to be alone.
Notice that, in these examples, the be verb is in the singular form, is. Our reader Ibrahim asked about these two sentences, all is empty and all are empty. The simple answer is this, all are empty can be correct, depending on the context. All is empty is not incorrect, but it is not very common. You might read it in literature or poetry. Let's say I see you with a container of plastic water bottles. I might ask, can I have a bottle of water? But the bottles are empty. You could answer,
all the bottles are empty.
In this example, you are thinking about every single bottle in the container. In a story, you might read,
the town is quiet. No cars or people are on the street. All is empty.
In the above sentence, the writer is thinking of the town as a whole. Here's a rule to remember. If all refers to everything as one whole, then use is. If all refers to every person or thing in a group, then use are. I hope this helps you to use all. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.